Morning. The Infrastructure and Tourism Appropriations Subcommittee will come to order. Will DJ please call the roll?
Chair Andrade?
Here.
Vice Chair Cheney?
Here.
Ranking Member Silvers? Representatives Antone?
Here.
Burfield?
Here.
Brackett?
Here.
Daly?
Here.
Esposito? Here. Gia Lombardo?
Here.
Harris?
Here.
Lamarca?
Here.
Lopez?
Here.
Placencia?
Here.
Robinson?
Here.
Yeager?
Here.
Chair, we have a quorum.
Thank you very much. Before we begin, please make sure all electronic devices are turned off or placed on vibrate. Good morning, members. Today we'll be hearing two member bills, which I believe we should be able to get through relatively quickly. Let me also state at the outset that, unfortunately, the Division of Emergency Management will not be able to be with us this morning to give a presentation. Thank you, Director Guthrie, for being here in person today to give us that update that we were planning on having regarding a warehouse bid that's currently out. So we may hear from them at a future meeting, but the warehouse presentation will not be heard today, as we previously noticed. With that, we will jump right into the bills. I will first recognize Representative Mello to present House Bill 405 and pass the gavel to my vice chair.
Representative Mello, you are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair, Ranking Member, members of the committee. Thank you for the opportunity to present CSHB 405 this morning. This year, the Department of Highway Safety's legislative priorities are solely focused on addressing federal compatibility issues by aligning regulations for commercial motor vehicle drivers who operate intrastate and interstate commerce in order to meet the three-year implementation deadline. These changes are in line with the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration. This bill puts a process in place for carriers to access a database to verify driver information for drug and alcohol testing program violations prior to hiring to keep unsafe drivers off the road. States will downgrade the CDL to a regular Class E license until drivers comply with federal requirements. In general, these changes update newly enacted regulations or amendment within 3 years, removes duplicative language, and provides for law clarification. The department is approaching the deadline and will soon be out of federal compliance, which could result in federal funding to be withheld from the state and agency, or the ability to issue CDLs as a penalty for noncompliance. That is the bill, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Representative Mello. Members, are there any questions? Yes, you're recognized, Rep.
All right, thank you. Just quickly, how big of a problem is this?
Well, I'm not sure that the issue is how big of a problem. It's a requirement that the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration has put into statute or order in 2021, believe it or not. And this requires that if you're a carrier or an employer and you have CDL drivers, you have to make sure that they do drug and alcohol testing prior to hiring them. And then this will require them annually to also check those drivers just to make sure our roads are even more safe.
Representative Antone, do you have a follow-up? Thank you. Members, any other questions? Okay, with that, is there anyone in the audience that wishes to testify? We have one from an Alex Miller from Florida Trucking Association. Waves in support. Thank you. Anyone else wishing to testify? Seeing none, members, is there any debate? Seeing no debate, Representative Mello, you're recognized to close on your bill.
I waive close, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Representative Mello. Will the committee please call the roll, please?
Chair Andrade? Vice Chair Cheney?
Yes.
Ranking Member Silvers? Yep. Representatives Antone?
Yes.
Fairfield?
Yes.
Brackett?
Yes.
Daly?
Yes.
Esposito?
Yes.
Gia Lombardo?
Yes.
Harris?
Yes.
Lamarca? Lopez?
Yes.
Placencia?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Yeager?
Yes.
That'll be 12 yeas, 0 nays.
Thank you, DJ. Congratulations, Rep. Mello. Your bill passes. Next up, we will hear from Representative Hinson for HB 61. Representative Hinson, you are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and good morning, committee. Vice Chair, Chair Cheney, and Ranking Member Silvers. This is HB 61, a transportation facility designation. Dylan Roberts was born on December 30th, 2016, the youngest of five siblings. His mother, Megan Durant, remembers him as a high-spirited, loving, energetic, and caring little boy. He was a very special part of her heart, who loved to dance and play with his friends. He liked the Power Rangers, Sonic the Hedgehog, and the Ninja Turtles. Dylan's dream was to go to kindergarten. Every day he talked about how exciting it would be when he was big enough to start school. It was October 27th, 2021, an otherwise ordinary day, when four-year-old Dylan went to the park across the street from his house. He was in a group with his siblings and another young relative from the neighborhood. They loved being outside, and Fred Cone Park was a favorite place to play. Now, Fred Cone Park has a state-of-the-art track, a public library branch, a community center, and a community garden. It is a great city asset. When it was time to head back home, the group of children stepped into the road. A car traveling on East University Avenue struck Dylan as he was crossing the street. Within days of her son's death, Dylan's mother was calling for change. In a CBS 4 news broadcast 2 weeks after the accident, Megan Durant called for crosswalks and other safety measures on East University Avenue. In the months since, she has continued her efforts. In a recent email sent to the city of Gainesville, she wrote, "This crosswalk is needed here in our community for the safety of our children. We all know it takes a village. I want to make sure this never happens to another child and that no other mother ever has to feel the pain I do. And as the state legislator for this district, I also became vigilant, sending a memo to my FDOT representative requesting the crosswalk. This had been the second death in under 2 years. FDOT made this crosswalk a reality, even with design changes in record time. On February 2nd, 2023, the city of Gainesville voted unanimously to work with the Florida Department of Transportation to install a pedestrian-activated signal across East University Avenue between Northeast 26th Terrace and Southeast 26th Terrace, the section of road where Dylan was killed. Design improvements of this sort typically take up to 5 years to complete, but Dylan's story made clear the need for timely safety measures at this location. An installation was completed by September 28, 2023. The family of Dylan Roberts and the city of Gainesville attended and spoke at the Transportation Modal Subcommittee hearing. Just a week ago, it was unanimously passed. Further naming the new crosswalk in memory of Dylan Roberts will create a living legacy by providing the safety measure for which Megan Durant has advocated since losing her precious son. It will bring purpose and meaning by protecting the lives of others, children and adults. The entire community supports this, who walk across East University Avenue. This will continue for decades to come. This tragedy can become a safer, better community because of what happened to Dylan." I'm breaking up. Thank you. That is the bill.
Thank you, Representative Hinson. Members, are there any questions on the bill? Seeing no questions, is there anyone in the audience that wishes to testify? Seeing none, members, is there any debate? Seeing none, Representative Hinson, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you so much, Madam Chair. And I thank you for hearing this bill and help us leave a legacy to Dylan and his family. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Hinson. DJ, please call the roll.
Chair Andrade? Vice Chair Cheney?
Yes.
Ranking Member Silvers? Yes. Representatives Antone?
Yes.
Barefield?
Yes.
Brackett?
Yes.
Daly?
Yes.
Esposito?
Yes.
Giolombardo?
Yes.
Harris?
Yes.
Lamarca? Lopez?
Yes.
Plasencia?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Eager?
Yes.
Show 13 yeas, 0 nays.
Thank you, DJ. Members, by your vote, this bill passes. Representative Hinson, I want to thank you for your advocacy, for your community, for Dylan Robertson. And I think I speak for this community when I say that we all pass on our prayers and thoughts for the Robertson family. And thank you for doing this.
Thank you so much.
Members, that concludes today's agenda. Is there any further business before the committee? Seeing none, without objection, Representative Giolombardo moves that we rise. Without objection, meeting is adjourned.